Mama girl, I asked the question, why haven't we been cruising? And you provided the answers, and I want to talk about them today. I want to talk about them because I'm all about dispelling the fear of cruising, because it is such an amazing experience for you and your family. So go ahead and grab your water, grab your tea, grab your cups, your cupcakes, your sandwiches, all the things you're going to be snacking on, drinking on, whatever, and come on in here and let us have a good conversation. Hey girl, hey, if you do not know who I am, my name is Jamie and I am your independent and travel agent. And this is my channel, Prep and Land, where we talk about all things travel from prep to land. Listen, thank you so much for joining me today. We have so much to talk about, so much to cover. And let's get started. All right, mama girl, let's get down to the nitty gritty. The nitty gritty of all the things. I asked y'all why is it that we have not been cruising? And I suggested that it was the Titanic, because that was a scary movie. And to think that actually happened in real life is just like a no, we ain't going on no water, no. And some of y'all actually agreed. But other things that y'all said that I want to go ahead and mention, y'all said things like the food poisoning and it seems like it's an expensive experience for you to have with your family. The water, y'all just can't do all that water. All the sea is just too much. What else y'all said? Norovirus, y'all said crowded conditions, seasickness, all the things. We're not going to talk about all of them. We're going to talk about five of them today. Okay, you ready? Reason number one, it seems like it's too expensive. I get it. You have the price of the cruise, you have the excursions, you have the onboard activities that aren't included in the cruise price, you have the specialty dining, you have the drink packages, you have the spa packages, you have all these different packages, and all of them add up. But, let us look at it from a different perspective, shall we? Let us say we have an a la carte experience. Say you want to go to, I don't know, like Boston or somewhere. You have to pay for your hotel. You have to pay for the transportation to and from the hotel for all the different excursions that you are going on. You have to pay for the excursions. You have to pay for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You have to pay for how you're getting there, whether you're going in a car, whether you're going in a plane, whether you're going on a train, however you get into Boston, you have to pay for it to and from where you're coming from, right? So there are all of these different things that you have to pay for then too. And if you add those up and add all the cruise expenses up, it might actually be cheaper to go on the cruise. Another thing you might want to consider to help your cruise not be so as expensive as it could be, sign up for the cruise during a promotion. They have BOGOs, they have kids sell free offers, all these different cruise ships, all these different companies, all the things, they have these promotions that you can use to help save on your cruise. Another way you can save without spending a whole bunch of money on your cruise is not travel during the peak seasons. Listen, cruise ships, they hot and popping during the summer months. So during like June, August, during spring break, and during the Christmas holiday and the New Year's holiday, all the winter holidays. That's when cruise ships are the busiest, okay? So plan your trip during the off season. That way you can save. You can get those savings, mama girl. Yes. And another thing you can do, I kind of touched on it earlier, but I want to make sure I mention it here, is pick what you want to do. If you know you're not going to be drinking a whole bunch of drinks, if you're not going to be doing a lot of alcoholic beverages, a lot of specialty drinks like shakes and smoothies and stuff, then don't get a drink package. Just do the regular schmegular drink that comes with the ship. I think it's like juice, water, and your basic coffee and some tea. And call it a done deal. And if you're going to have like maybe one or two drinks, then plan for the one or two drinks. Don't buy the drink package, okay? And same thing goes for the specialty dining. Take a moment to look at all the different restaurants that are already included in the ship. If you want to have a specialty dining experience, okay, have one. But if you don't want to have like a, if you don't want to spend all this bukus of money and a whole bunch of specialty dining, then don't. Just be content with the dining that comes with the price of the ship. So many things to choose from, okay? And also, I want to mention that every cruise company is different, okay? All of their all-inclusives are different. So look at what's already included in the company that you're looking at and see if that's something that you're okay with, or go look at another company and see what their all-inclusives are and see if that's something you're okay with. And whatever works for you and your family, do it, okay? Do it. Another thing that I saw in my comments of why people aren't going on cruises is because of the water. Plain and simple. Plain and simple, the sea is the sea, and it's a lot of sea. It's a lot of sea to be seen, and when you see a whole bunch of sea around you and no land, you can get a little nervous. And if there's things like storms and stuff, the waters can get a little rocky, and we're not trying to have that life. I get it. Believe me, I get it. Ways for you to feel more comfortable with the water is just choosing a ship that you and your family are going to enjoy. Look at the activities. Again, look at the activities. Look at all the onboard things that you can do and experience together as a family, as a couple, as a single person, as a whatever. Just look at the activities on the ship to see the things that you can do to keep you occupied and not necessarily thinking of, oh, I'm on a ship. To keep you entertained, mama girl, to keep you entertained. That is a way that can help you. Also, the bigger the better. The bigger the better when it comes to a ship, okay? The waves, you don't feel them as much when it's bigger. And the bigger, and honestly, the fact that it's a big ship, it's like a little city. It has a lot to do. There's a lot to do, a lot of stores, a lot of restaurants, a lot of activities, a lot of things to do to keep you occupied, entertained while you're going from one point to another. Okay, so things like that. And mama girl, I want to say this in case it seems like something that you would be interested in doing. If you are nervous about getting on the sea and staying on it for an extended period of time, like more than 24 hours, then how about trying like a little 3-day cruise, something to get your feet wet. Do a little pop in, pop out type of experience. Try that, and then do something a little more extended, like a 4-day or a 7-night cruise experience. Just start small. Start small and go bigger. Start small and go bigger, mama girl. The next reason that I saw in my comments of why people are just uninterested in ships is just the fact that they're not trying to be sick on their vacation, okay? We don't want coronavirus. We don't want food poisoning. We don't want the norovirus. We don't want anything. Seasickness, we want nothing. Nothing coming up in us, making us sick, making us not have a good experience on this ship. And I get it. And not only do I get it, but the cruise ships get it too, mama girl. The cruise ships get it too. And they have made provisions. They are making sure that you are maintaining your health while you are cruising with them. Listen, they have increased their cleaning protocols and things, making sure that you are sleeping in a nice, comfortable, sanitized area each and every night, okay? They are making sure that they are abiding by the food guidelines. And if you have things like specialty needs when it comes to your like dietary restrictions, or if you have pre-existing conditions that you need care for while you're on your ship, if you let the cruise company know what is going on with you before you go on your trip, they will do everything in their power to accommodate you, to make sure that you are having a pleasant, healthy, sick-free experience for you, not only you, but for your family too, okay? And there are things when it comes to the motion sickness, because I even, on my first cruise, I got a little seasick. Now me, I toughed it out. But not everybody is like me, and that is okay. They have medicine that you can either get a prescription for, or you can buy just at a regular drugstore. They have the little bracelets for you to put on your wrist to help with motion sickness. They have the patches. They have all these things to help make sure that you do not get seasick in your cruise, okay? So there are so many things that you can do you can purchase, that you can have to make sure that you are having a nice, safe experience. And not only are you doing it, but they are making sure that they are doing their part so that you do not get sick. Okay. Okay. The next one that y'all said was indeed the Titanic experience. Listen, that was a traumatic story, like I said before, and that was one of the reasons why I was apprehensive of being on a cruise ship, because I'm not trying to be at the bottom of the sea while everybody else is up here just waiting for somebody to pick them up. Mm-mm, that's not me. That's not what I'm trying to be. And the cruise ships don't want you to be like that either. They have come a long way from Titanic, okay? The safety precautions are more. There's a lifeboat for everybody. There's a life vest for everybody. You will not be stranded on the ship drowning. That's not you. That's not your story anymore, okay? No. Mm-mm. They even have, when I went on a carnival cruise, and on that cruise, they had a sit down and they actually told us the different safety precautions, what to do if an alarm goes off, where your life vests were, if your child is in like the children's club, what to do if something happens, what the crew members are going to do to make sure that you and your children connect, and where y'all need to go. It's all laid out. Safety is their number one priority. Every cruise ship, safety is their number one priority. They will make sure that you will make it safely to and from your destination, okay? You're not going to die on the ship from drowning. As it says. Like in touch. I had to say it just like that, because you're going to be like, somebody died. No. Listen, you are not going to have a Titanic experience ever on a cruise ship, okay? Okay. Let us move on. And the last one we're going to talk about is just simply, it's too short. When it comes to these excursions, when it comes to these destinations, y'all not spending enough time there, and you feel a way about it. And I get it. I do. Believe me, I do. You want to be able to enjoy all the things, and I want to be able to enjoy all the things for you. And not only do I want to do it, but the cruise ships want to do it too. Listen, these cruise ships have broadened their itineraries to where they have overnight stays, to where they have extended stays. It's just a matter of finding the itinerary that works for you. And I will mention that a lot of y'all are doing these sea cruises, which are amazing in themselves. But river cruises, if you want a lot of extended stays, a lot of overnight experiences, a river cruise might be what you're looking for, you and your family. The cruise ship in and of itself does not have like the water slides and the different activities that you would normally find on a sea cruise ship. But they have what they lack in activities, they make up for in the excursions, if that makes sense. Like, you have extended stays. You can go visit. You can actually go to a hotel room, depending on your cruise ship. You can go to deep in your destination and stay at a hotel and then come back and get on the ship and go to the next destination. Or you can just, you know, sleep in what you pay for and then go to your next destination. But they have extended stays there that are normal. It's normal to have an extended stay on a river cruise, whereas on a sea cruise, it's abnormal, but it is possible, okay? It's abnormal, but it is possible. A lot of these companies have started doing extended stays, and they've started doing overnight stays for you to experience the destination a little bit longer and soak in all of the things while you are there. So there are things, you just need to check your itinerary and make sure that it is something that you and your family want to do. Listen, that's it. That's all. That's all I have for you today, mama girl. My goal was to dispel any fear that you may have concerning cruising. And I feel like we did a lot of that today. Listen, it is an amazing experience for you and your family, and you should try it at least once. And if you go on the cruise and you say, you know what, cruising is not me. Cruising is not what we do for me and my family. That's fine, but at least go once. At least go once and experience what it's like to be on a cruise, okay? And if I have convinced you to plan a cruise for you and your family, you can always reach out to me at www.prepandland.com. That's www.prepandland.com. Contact me there and let us get started planning this cruise today. And if I'm being honest, mama girl, if I'm being completely and totally honest with you, a cruise experience is better when you have a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of your community right there along with you. So go ahead and call your community, call your other mama girls, your friends, your family, say, hey, I want to go on a cruise and you are coming with me. And if they have fears for cruising just like you do, honey, share them this information and tell them we ain't got time to be scared. Let us go. And I can help you plan that trip today. So go ahead and do that and then call me and let's get started. As always, mama girl, I want you to choose to make life an experience and experience the life that you choose. Don't just exist, live. Till next time, mama girl.